Next for our South Dakota Day of Giving, we head to the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio in SDPB's Rapid City space for Executive Director Bonnie Spain. She's with Consumer Credit Counseling Services of the Black Hills. Bonnie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
This is a great mission that you have. Tell us a little bit about Consumer Credit Counseling Services.
Our mission is to support the financial wellness of every person in our community. We do that through counseling, through education, and through debt management.
Oh, I wanted to cheer for that. I don't know why. Because what a fundamental part of our lives that really so many people struggle with, and it can feel like such a weight for people if you're having a hard time figuring this out. What kind of services do you offer?
You know, anybody can experience a temporary setback, and sometimes we don't know what to do. And so talking to a trained professional helps us take the best steps forward, and that's what we're here for. To come in and see a counselor is free of charge, regardless of your income. Our financial education programs are free of charge, and then we have a debt management program that helps people that are struggling with more debt.
Mm. All right. Tell us what you're doing for Giving Tuesday.
We have an open house at 2310 North Maple Avenue, along with Communication Service for the Deaf and South Dakota Parent Connection. The other agencies participating are the Community Health Center of the Black Hills, as well as Seek, Learn, Grow, and the last one is South Dakota Benefit Specialist Network. So it's a, you know, come on in, have some refreshments, learn what everybody's doing, and help us celebrate the spirit of generosity.
All right, so let's talk about how hard it is. Some of this, of what we're talking about today, especially when you have an open house, it can be very hard for people to make that phone call or, you know, to pull up that website or to ask for help in the first place. Do you see that for some people, it's so hard to come in and say, this is a problem that I'm having?
You're exactly right. It's really difficult to ask for help. But when it comes to finances are personal. It's something we're supposed to know, even though we're not taught. So it's very difficult. And our counselors know that, and they put people at ease.
Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about some of the, how long are the programs? What sort of services do you offer? I'm trying to get at this idea of, you know, what does it take to change something around for people who are in trouble?
Well, the one thing we want people to know that is if you're struggling with, you know, poor credit, don't stay stuck. It doesn't take, you know, less time than a cell phone contract. Come into one of our education programs and learn what you need to do so that next year or the year after that, you have great credit and you can save money and move forward and reach your goals.
How do you convince people that's possible? Because so many times that, you know, if you're part of conversations where people are struggling with money, they just say, you know, it's hopeless. You know, it's not, next year's not going to be any better than the year before.
Well, and the one approach that we take in education, which is different than anyone else, is we never say you have to do this or you should do that. What we talk about is why. What is it you want? And what are your goals? And then how are you going to achieve those goals? And it puts a whole new frame of reference. You know, it's easy to make changes if you know you're going to get what you want in the end.
All right. So let's talk about how people can help, how people can get behind helping others on this Day of Giving via Consumer Credit Counseling of the Black Hills.
We offer a free program called the Ins and Outs of Renting. And so one of the things that we're collecting, we've reached 471 people so far this year, is welcome mats. That's a great, you know, a lot of times when you get a new rental, you need something, we're seeking welcome mats. Mm. We've also provided education programs for 1,901 people so far this year. So we need two new projectors because we're always out in the community giving financial education programs.
Interesting. So what kind of projectors?
We're trying to raise $693.
Okay, I see. All right.
Yes.
All right. So tell us some success stories. Give us an idea of, you know, when this works and how our life, because, you know, people get excited about the Day of Giving and, you know, they might make a donation and 6 months from now they might wonder, you know, did that make an impact? Do you see impact being made, Bonnie?
It makes a huge impact. For example, we see a lot of single parents and all they want is a plan. Show me what I need to know so I can have good credit, so I can pay off my debt, so I can live, feel like I'm living. We had one lady that moved to Rapid City because she had a terminal illness. She wanted to be by family. But when she got here, she couldn't find work and ended up being homeless. And she went through our rental class and she said, you know, I rented for 40 years. I don't think you can teach me anything. And afterwards, she told the instructor this was the best program ever.
Interesting. All right. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay stuck is one of the messages.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Tell us, people, Facebook, social media, where are you kind of sharing your information and stories today?
We're on Facebook at CCCS of the Black Hills.
All right. Bonnie Spain, Executive Director, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.